Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew continues in his treatment of the Second Epistle of Peter with part one of a sermon series entitled, Jesus is Coming Again, preached May 19, 2019. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to 2 Peter chapter 3, beginning with verse 10.
Friends, listen. God is speaking from His Word. Maximum attention to be paid to hear the Word of God. Jesus is coming again. We want to speak to you from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Every true church has some mockers in it who do not believe Jesus as Lord. They mock Jesus, they mock true Christians, they mock the Word of God. They do not believe in the parousia, that is the second coming of Christ to judge the world. So they live in sin and indulge in sin. In 2 Peter 3:3-4, we read, first of all, you must understand, you must, sir, that in the last days scoffers will come, mocking and following their own evil desires. They will say, where is this coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. Friends, God is truth. His word is truth. God cannot lie. All God's promises are true. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Yes, Jesus is coming in glory to judge and destroy all the mockers of God. And if you are a mocker, I beseech you, repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. 3 points, sir. Point number one, absolute certainty of his coming. Jesus promised, Matthew 24:30-31, at that time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Peter says in 2 Peter 3:10, and will come the day of the Lord. In the Greek, he puts the verb first to emphasize the certainty of his coming. He did not come for over 2,000 years because he is waiting for every elect to be saved. And he is waiting for you to be saved. He will surely come when the last elect person is saved. The day of the Lord is the day of God and also the day of judgment. Listen, John 5:22-23. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Do you honor the Son, Jesus Christ, sir? Have you trusted in Him alone and be saved? Otherwise, you are not honoring the Son. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent Him. John 5:28-30. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear the Lord's voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but Him who sent me. Acts 17:31, for He has set a day when He will judge the world with justice by the man He has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising Him from the dead. Acts 10:42, He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that Jesus is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. Yeah, one very rich man said he is not afraid to die. He will be raised up. His money cannot save him. Revelation 20:11-15. Then I saw a great white throne, and Jesus who was seated on it. Earth and sky fled from His presence. There was no place for them, and I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. Every thought, every word, every deed, sin of omission, sin of commission, all recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what he had done. Death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Let me ask you a question, sir. Is your name written in the book of life? Have you believed in Jesus Christ and be saved? Matthew 25:31-33. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Friends, Jesus is coming again as he promised to save his people and judge all the mockers who refuse to repent and believe in Jesus. If you do not believe in Jesus, you are mocking our Lord Jesus Christ, the only Creator and the Redeemer. You are mocking, sir. And he will deal with you severely. In Hebrews 9:27 through 28, we read, just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Are you waiting for him, sir? What are you waiting for? This is the greatest thing to wait for. Amen. The coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There will be no more delay. Revelation 10:6 says, and he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, there will be no more delay. Either he comes or you die. There is no more delay. When Jesus comes to judge, he will save the godly and destroy the ungodly. Peter writes, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. 2 Peter 2, verse 9. Point number two, sir, the character of his coming. Jesus will come like a thief. Matthew 24:43 and 44. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you must also be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. In other words, be ready always. 1 Thessalonians 5:1 through 3. Now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, lot of money, sir, that gives peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Did you hear that, sir? He will come suddenly. He will come unexpectedly. He will come without warning. Matthew 25:6 says, at midnight the cry rang out, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him, resulting in the destruction of all the wicked and the fullness of salvation of all true believers. When he comes, it will be too late to be saved. Now is the time to be saved. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2, in the time of my favor I heard you. In the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Right now, sir. Don't ask stupid questions. Like the one who asked Luke 13:23. You read it. Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? Stupid. Ask the right question, sir. What is the right question? Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Acts 16:30 and 31, the answer came. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved, you and your household. I beseech you right now to repent and believe in Jesus, the only Savior, and be saved. In fact, you are brought here to hear this word. Acts 4:12 says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. How much money you have to be saved? No money necessary, sir. Salvation is free. The greatest thing in the world is free. 2 Thessalonians 1:6-10. Listen. It will cause you to fear and tremble, sir. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire. With his powerful angels, he will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Let me ask you, do you obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus? Then you have nothing to fear. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you, because you believed our testimony to you. Point number three, sir. The purpose of his coming. 2 Peter 3:10 and 12 says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Now listen, the heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. Purpose number one. The heavens shall disappear with a roaring sound. Sound of a fierce fire. Heavens may mean atmospheric heavens. So we read in Revelation 6:14, the sky receded like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Isaiah 34:4, all the stars of the heavens will be dissolved, and the sky rolled up like a scroll. All the starry host will fall like withered leaves from the vine, like shriveled figs from the fig tree. Revelation 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. Earth and sky fled from his presence. There was no place for them. Purpose number two, sir. And the elements, heavenly bodies themselves, I mean. Example, sun, moon, stars, galaxies, etc., will be burned up and dissolved. This is apocalyptic language, difficult to interpret because reality is greater than the language. And Isaiah 34, verse 4, all stars of the heavens will be dissolved. Isaiah 13, 10 through 13, the stars of heaven and their constellations will not show their light. The rising sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. I will punish the world for its evil, the wicked for their sins. I will put an end to arrogance of the haughty and will humble the pride of the ruthless. I will make them scarcer than pure gold, more rare than the gold of Ophir. Therefore I will make the heavens tremble, and the earth will shake from its place at the wrath of the Lord Almighty in the day of his burning anger. You thought God was like your grandfather. No, he is angry at every sinner. He will come to destroy you, sir, who treat your parents with contempt and pastor with contempt and the police with contempt. He's coming, sir. Joel 2, 10 and 11. Before them the earth shakes, the sky trembles, the sun and moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number. And mighty are those who obey his command. The day of the Lord is great. It's dreadful. Who can endure it? Matthew 24, 29 through 31. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, the Son of Man will appear in the sky. The one you mocked, the one you said he's not going to come, he will come. And the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of sky with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now, purpose number three. The earth and all man's work in it will be exposed to divine judgment. Mockers and enemies of Jesus will have no place to hide from Christ's judgment. Revelation 6:15 through 17. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come. Who can stand it?" Matthew 16:27, "For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done." And 1 Peter 4:5, "But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead." The judge is coming, sir. Or you will die and face him. John 5:28-30, "Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live eternal life, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned forever. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just." Matthew 25:46, sir. "Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." Isaiah 66:16. "For with fire and with his sword the Lord will execute judgment upon all men, and many will be those slain by the Lord." The Lord not only saves, he destroys. He commands you to repent. He commands you to believe. He commands you to love one another. You will see him who is unlike your weak father. He's not suffering from amnesia. He's quite competent, sir. And his fire saves the righteous, and his fire destroys the wicked. And his fire saves. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and throw them into the blazing furnace. Yet they were not killed. The Lord who was with them saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God is with us. He comes to save us. He comes to give us fullness of salvation. But fire kills the wicked. Malachi 4:1, "Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evil doer will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty." Are you working out your salvation with fear and trembling, sir? The fire of God's judgment will do the job of purifying the world. Listen, 2 Peter 3:7 says, "By the same word the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly men. Verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. Friends, and let me tell you, I wrote a book on the book of Hebrews. Our God is a consuming fire. He's not going to be like your father who didn't do anything. And you spit on his face. You cannot spit on this one's face. He's coming to destroy you. Hebrews 12, 28 and 29, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with the reverence and awe. For because our God is, what's a consuming fire. Hebrews 10, 30 and 31, for we know him who said, it is mine to avenge. I will repay. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It's a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And Psalm 2, verse 10 and 12 says, therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him, who trust in him and be saved. Philippians 2, 12 and 13, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation, how, sir? Fear. With fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do according to his good purpose. Friends, what is the conclusion? When the Lord judges the world by fire, every godly person will be saved. Let me prove it to you. 1 Corinthians 1, 7 through 9. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift, speaking about believers. As you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed, he will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. Our Lord is faithful. Jude 24 and 25, to him who is able to keep you from what, sir? Falling, and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. And Paul said, before he was beheaded, 2 Timothy 4:8, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do you long for his appearing, or you want to make another dollar? 2 Peter 2:9, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment here and now. Friends, listen to the Apostle Peter and do what he says. 2 Peter 1:10 through 11, therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election. Make sure you are what, sir? Saved from God's wrath by faith in Jesus Christ. Be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What happened to Stephen will happen to you. He saw heaven open and the Lord standing. What happened to the great man, J. Gresham Machen, who founded Westminster Seminary? And it became the world's top seminary. He was dying of pneumonia, and he was given a vision of heaven. And he told his friend, it was glorious. It was glorious. And he died, went to heaven. May God help us to be saved. Peter was crucified, yet he was saved. His spirit went to paradise to enjoy eternal fellowship with God. Let us follow his example. Heavenly Father, we pray that you have mercy upon us. Enable those who are outside your eternal salvation. Save them. Give them saving faith. Regenerate them. Give them the gift of repentance that they may repent of their sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word you have spoken through me. Bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.